The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali. He's going to talk about the character of Lady Masuma alayha salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this is in Biharul Anwar, volume 57. The previous one was from volume 60. This is volume 57, page 228. إن لله حرما وهو مكة ألا إن لرسول الله حرما وهو المدينة ألا وإن لأمير المؤمنين حرما وهو الكوفة. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, truly Allah has a sanctuary, which is Mecca. Rasulullah has a sanctuary, which is Medina, Haram. Amirul Mu'minin has sanctuary, which is Kufa. You know, people didn't know about Najaf. The grave of Amirul Mu'minin was unknown till the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Najaf and Kufa are very close to each other. Now, you can guess, what would be the next Haram? Allah has haram is Mecca. Rasulullah has haram is Medina. Amirul Mu'minin haram has haram is Kufa. What is the next haram? You may say, okay, for example, Imam Hassan alayhi salam is Baqi, so it's already Medina mentioned. Then Imam Hussein is Karbala, so Karbala is the next haram. Then we have, for example, Imam Kazim buried in Kazimain, so Kazimain is the next haram. Imam Raza is in Mashhad, this is the next haram. So you may expect like this. Then we have Samirra for Imam Hadi and Imam Askari. But this is not what Imam Sadiq says. After Amirul Mu'mineen, he says that there is one haram for us, and that is Qum. I read two versions of this hadith. One version is like this, and the second version is more explicit. So the first version, which is on page 228, it says, "Inna l'amir al-mu'minin haraman wa huwa al-kufa, ala wa inna Qum al-kufatu s-saghira." Qum is a small Kufa. So Haram of Amirul Mu'mineen, which is Kufa, is also present in Qum. Ala inna lil jannati thamaniyata abwabin. Heaven has 8 gates. Thalathatun minha ila Qum. 3 gates are towards Qum, which means people through Qum can go to heaven through 3 gates. Why you need 3 gates? Why not 1 gate? Either because the number is a lot or the qualities are different. So you need 3 gates. Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Tuqbadu fi hamra'atun min wuldi ismuha Fatima bint Musa." Soon a lady from my progeny will die in Qum. Her name is Fatima, daughter of Musa. Musa ibn Ja'far. Please listen very carefully to this part. وَتَدْخُلُ بِشَفَاعَتِهَا شِيعَتِي الْجَنَّةِ بِأَجْمَعِهِمْ. Through her shafa'ah, her intercession, all my Shia will go to heaven. So if someone is true Shia, you can say this person is Shia, will go to heaven through her shafa'ah. In another version, which is in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 99, page 267, we read like this. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ حَرَمًا وَهُوَ مَكَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ حَرَمًا وَهُوَ الْمَدِينَةِ وَلِأَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَرَمًا وَهُوَ الْكُوفَةِ وَلَنَا حَرَمًا وَهُوَ قُمْ. Allah has a haram, which is Mecca. Rasulullah has a haram, which is Medina. Amirul Mu'minin haram, which is Kufa. We, Imam Sadiq says we, means Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Baqir, Imam Sadiq, up to Imam Mahdi. We all have haram, one haram. وَلَنَا حَرَمًا وَهُوَ قُمْ. And that is قُمْ. وَسَتُدْفَنُ فِيهِمْ رَأَةٌ مِّنْ وُلْدِي. Soon, a woman from my progeny will be buried in Qum. Tusamma Fatima. Her name is Fatima. Man zaraha wajabat lahul jannah. Whoever visits her, of course, with the conditions, whoever properly visits her, wajabat lahul jannah. Heaven becomes necessary. Narrator says, قال عليه السلام ذلك ولم تحمل بموسى أمه. Imam Sadiq said this while still Imam Kazim was not conceived. The mother of Imam Kazim had not yet become pregnant. So the father of Lady Ma'suma was not yet conceived. Two generations before, Imam Sadiq said this about Lady Fatima and the city of Qum. So it's not by chance that she is in Qum. This was something which was foreseen, which was planned. So we have hadith like this. And then in addition, hadith about the significance of visiting this lady. For example, Imam Reza alayhi salam, because Imam Reza was alive when Lady Ma'suma passed away. As I said, after a year, she wanted to visit Imam Reza, but she couldn't visit Imam Reza. She died in Qum, and Imam Reza was still alive. Imam Reza alayhi salam said, "Man zara al-ma'sumata biqum kaman zarani." Whoever visits Ma'suma, who gave this title of Ma'suma to Imam, to Lady Ma'suma? Imam alayhi salam. Her name is Fatima. Ma'suma is the title. Imam Reza calls her Ma'suma, Immaculate. Whoever visits Ma'suma in Qum, kaman zarani, is like visiting me. Imam of her time says visiting her is like visiting me. If you ask Imam Jawad, "Oh Imam, your father said whoever visits Lady Ma'suma is like visiting me. Do you accept the same?" What would be the answer of Imam Jawad? Whoever visits Ma'suma is like visiting me. If you ask Imam Hadi, would say the same. It's not that Imam Reza said, whoever visits her is like visiting me because we are brother and sister. No, it's not a matter of brother and sister. Imam Reza had many brothers and others, you know, members of family. There's a special thing about Lady Ma'suma. So if today we ask Imam Zaman, Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, do you say the same thing that Imam Reza said? I think he says yes. Whoever visits Ma'suma is like visiting me. So if you are eager to benefit from meeting of Imam Zaman of your time, this shrine is the place for you to get that blessing. So let us reflect on these hadiths. Why so much emphasis on Qum? Why Qum is haram of all Ahlul Bayt? Why three gates of heaven face Qum? Why through her shafa'ah, Imam Sadiq says, all our Shia will go to heaven? Why visiting her makes Jannah necessary? Why visiting her is like visiting Imam of your time? These are questions that need reflection.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareem. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.